Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, all the things. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
I
said it faster.
All right. I know. I was trying to think. I was like, did anything embarrassing happen to me? Not that I can really recall. I did a yard sale last weekend. That was really fun.
Well.
It went really well.
Great.
Got to see a lot of people from Instagram, which was really fun, and got rid of a lot of stuff. I love purging. Like, I'm turning into a hoarder.
I don't want to do that.
So I have to do these purges like 3 times a year. So it was felt really good to get rid of a lot of stuff. I still have a lot more to get rid of, but it's little by little. I have to like enjoy my things for an amount of time and then I'm ready to let them go.
That's so healthy.
The purge was great. And then I'm going to New York tomorrow.
I know.
Leaving at 5 a.m.
I know. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to watch all those stories.
I'm going to try to go to bed at 8 p.m. tonight, which never works.
Brooklyn town. You're going to Brooklyn.
I'm going to be in Brooklyn. Oh. Yes. I'm going to try to do some thrifting while I'm there. So check out my Instagram if you're into that kind of thing.
Beacon's Closet.
I can't guarantee that it's going to happen because I'm on a very tight timeline. It is a quick turnaround 2-day work trip, but I hope to get some thrifting in while I'm there. How about you? How was your week?
Good. I did something embarrassing, actually. I was feeling myself today. I'm dressed not necessarily to impress, but to impress myself with how comfortable I am.
You look cute. Yeah, you look great.
You.
I love a sweatshirt. I have a sweatshirt anytime.
I am just so cozy, but I got ready and I was breezing out here and coming to the podcast, coming to see you. So excited. Hang out. And then I just dropped coffee all over my pants.
No.
But it was far enough away from home where I couldn't turn around.
Wait, I didn't even notice though. It's these pants?
It's right here. Yeah.
Okay, well,
I couldn't even tell. Yeah, I didn't bring it up until I could tell anyone that ever listens to this. So
until I could tell everyone, I didn't tell anyone.
Didn't tell anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at these pants and I'm like, God, these are really dirty.
You would never be able to tell the things that happen that you just get on your pants.
Yep. Like, what is on these pants? All the things that I drop.
But you know, sometimes I think about embarrassing moments. I think that it is the world's way of saying, just relax.
Just calm down.
Here's some coffee on your pants. Burn your leg a little bit. You're fine.
Get over it.
Yeah. Stop feeling so confident.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's just a little ego check.
It's a little
We all need ego checks. Regularly.
2, 3, 4. Yeah.
So that's what we get. That's what we do. Shall we tell some stories?
Yes. I think we shall.
Let's do it.
Would you like to start?
So this first story comes from Carol with a K, and she writes, when I was in eighth grade, I was a teacher's aide for a sixth grade class. I was like, that's a thing? Like being an eighth grader and being a teacher's aide? I guess wherever she lives,
for
they do.
For a lazy teacher. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure that is a thing.
But how cute to be like that little helper and you're like being the little teacher aide. Probably somebody should probably want to
be a teacher. You have to give your crush a paper that has an F on it.
Well, this is a sixth grade class. She's an eighth grader being a teacher's aide for a sixth grade. So, you know, she was not interested.
No, she was like about to go to high school.
She was looking for the high school boys. Yep. Forget the sixth graders.
What's the senior in high school?
During one of the lesson plans, in between when the teacher was talking and students were writing, so it was dead silent, I accidentally let out a super loud fart.
Okay. Here we go.
In eighth grade. That's rough.
That's awful.
And you know those sixth graders are ruthless.
Yeah. Well, and they're also like, wow, she's cool. She's in eighth grade. And she just farted. She's lost everything.
She blasted it up there. Oh, man. I tried to play it off, but it was obvious that the sound came from me as I was standing in front of the class by the teacher.
Yes. The teacher had to have noticed,
too. Oh, yeah. Everybody heard it. Some of the students started giggling, whispering, and pointing and asking if that was me.
You had to listen to them whisper that.
And just stand up there, like, just watching everybody, watching you. Like, because you're on display. Like, you're in front of the class, like, with the lesson plan, and you just
and the teacher's just, like, getting blasted with the smell of it.
Yeah, and she's got to deal with it, too. Yeah. The teacher was super strict, so she shushed them, and I tried to play it off. The moment passed by pretty quickly as the teacher continued the lesson plan, but I was super embarrassed, and I'm sure I turned bright red. Years later, when I was in my 20s, I went to a party, and there was a friend of mine who was with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend happened to be one of the kids from that class. We all started talking and realized the connection. He then said, "You were that girl that farted in front of the whole class, right?" I said, yep, that was me. Sometimes embarrassment does follow you from middle school.
It followed her. This is a horror movie. So she does that.
In eighth
little
grade.
Sixth graders yes. clocks it. Anything she ever did up until that moment and anything she did after that moment don't matter. She's the girl that farted. Then, like, years later, sees him and he tells everyone she's standing around that she farted in front of
him.
Hey,
weren't you that girl that farted in front of everyone? I got to tell you, though, because people are like, oh, everyone's just thinking about themselves. Those moments in elementary school, yeah. you don't forget. I will never forget. I won't say his name because I'm nice. But there was a kid in elementary school and I will never forget. The teacher was like calling out everyone's names and she called his name and he farted so loud. He wasn't trying to. It wasn't a funny thing. He was mortified. But he just happened to fart when she called his name, like for roll call. I will never forget that.
He said, like, I'm here with his butt.
Yes. And everybody was dying. He turned bright red. Like, it just worked out that way. It was so funny. I remember that. I also remember a kid that got a boner in sixth grade when he had to go, like, at an awards assembly and had to, like, stand up. Like, you remember those things? They stand out.
That's terrible.
I know. I was like, man, being a boy is hard in those situations.
Oh, yeah. What would you? Oh, my gosh. You never forget that.
He
won an award.
Remember it.
And he couldn't even enjoy the award.
And you got to deal with your situation.
You have a boner.
Yes.
That's like leading you give up us to the podium.
First of all, we do not have any boner stories.
We don't.
There's got to be some embarrassing boner stories that have happened like in class, in situations, because I remember that from like fifth, sixth grade.
I went to a high school where they give you old timey bathing suits and you have swim class and the boys had to get up in these
tiny
white.
What do you mean they
whitey-
give you old timey bathing
you
suits?
You get an old.
Like some- gym class, like how they give you like gym yes. uniforms, you had to wear those bathing suits?
Like one of those 1920s girls go down to their little, they're like running outfits, and then the boys have a tiny little, it's like boy shorts basically.
Yeah.
And then we have to dive
and you hope it doesn't fall off, but it
well,
sometimes
you see
it
a
does.
Man you see the man's you see a man's boner you see a boy's boner like you see
yeah.
that
see but you remember that right you
I
do.
Remember that
you
well,
do remember
you know your hormones are raging
but
and you don't
I
know what to do
would not if I so because I still I know these two people that this happened to. I would never go up to them 20 years later and be like, hey, remember when you got a boner?
I would never do that. You know what?
Or, hey, remember when you farted when they called your name in roll call? Because that's so embarrassing and mean. So the fact that the kid brought it up to her, and she's a girl, and he like brought it up to her like in front of her friend and like, hey, remember when you farted in front of everyone? Like,
that's
pretty funny.
If that's my date, he's getting left at the curb. I'm going to go to valet, and he's going to be waiting for pretty long time.
Because really, I mean, it's good. I guess she was probably able to like laugh that at that point and be like, whatever. Yeah, that was me that happened. But
yeah.
I would not bring that up.
I'd like, be like, no, that wasn't me. What are you talking about?
Even though I do remember. I remember. If you ever hear this, I remember. I remember it was you.
That's amazing.
So anyways.
All right. Well, so I was thinking about, I wanted to find stories this week that about embarrassing things that happen when you're like doing an activity.
Okay.
So, maybe you can guess what this one is. This is from a website, and the person's name is The Spine Surfs Alone.
Oh,
so, The Spine Surfs Alone says, my first semester was entirely online for COVID, but I was still living in the dorms, alone. I logged into Zoom to join my geology class, and it had a waiting room because there were still 15 minutes before the class started. I brought my laptop over to my bed and set it on my pillow. It's a memory foam, so it was stable enough to stay there. Memory foams are certainly comfortable. And I laid down and put on a YouTube video while I waited. Obviously, I fell asleep. And for some reason, I had the setting enabled where it turns your camera on automatically when the meeting starts.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Well, the meeting started, and my whole class and professor watched me sleep for 50 minutes.
What? They never, did it go both ways? Like, where they could say, I wonder,
she
like,
might
wake
not
up?
Have had the hearing aids. She might not have had the hearing on. Like, it might have been muted, but can you imagine? You're in a Zoom, and the whole time there's a little box with a face in it that is just dead asleep.
It's pretty
funny.
Yeah.
She wrote, I woke up as everyone had just left the room. The only people left were the professor and one other student with their camera off. I just left the call and didn't say anything. So insult to injury, the teacher's packing up. Obviously, his lecture wasn't dynamic enough to wake you up. And then you wake up and he's just like, great.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep. You get an F for the day.
A little too late. You failed. You flunked. You're done.
Flunked.
So this next caller, her name is Kayla Dickey of Kiko's Closet on Instagram. So that's KIKOS.KLOSET. She is a vintage seller. She has phenomenal taste. She sells at markets all around Los Angeles. You can also find some of her pieces online. So go to her Instagram, Kiko's Closet. She has some really good pieces if you're into vintage clothing.
Oh, I am. I can't
wait. She's yo girl. Okay, let's talk to her.
Yay.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Kayla. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
We're so excited to talk to you.
How is it going, ladies? I'm
so
excited to talk to you guys.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it's going well. I was just telling everyone about your amazing vintage shop, and your taste is phenomenal. So anybody that is into vintage clothing needs to check you out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Aww.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you have great taste. Yeah, I love your stuff.
Yes.
And I know you're moving today. So she's in the middle of a move.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Moving is madness. I have so many clothes, you guys. I don't even know what to do with myself. I love all of them, but this is madness.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sure.
I feel that.
Like, I know. Getting things together. What are you going to do? You just have to like make trips and trips and trips?
I'm separating my business and my life. That's kind of what move is. Moving to my boyfriend, going to have a home there, and then keeping all the Kiko closet stuff here. But over the past years, it's been mixed. So I'm feeling pretty having to separate everything.
You're probably also like, wait, do I want to keep this for myself? Do I want to sell this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's the hard part. Yeah, when I sold stuff at my yard sale last weekend, people were like trying it on. I'm like, God, that looks so good. I'm like, why did I get rid of that?
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I have
so much
too much to wear. I got to get rid of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, you can get into it and tell us your story.
Woohoo!
All right. So this is my embarrassing story. Okay. I have so many. It's hard to choose one, but this is a good one.
You don't have to narrow it down. We can take more another day.
We're going to be calling you a lot then. You've given us your secret.
You're a vault.
I was texting all my friends. I was like, what is an embarrassing story? And I have all my friends just texting me the best and most embarrassing stories. And I was like, oh my God, that's great. That's great.
You're a gold mine.
Okay. Gold mine.
You're a gold mine. Yes. So exciting.
Okay. So my embarrassing story is at a vintage market, and this was a pretty exclusive vintage market. It was a new location, a place that I had never sold at before, and a new location in general for the market, for everybody selling there. And it's a great day. Everyone's in such a good mood. The sun's out. The weather is good. People are purchasing, buying. For some reason, everybody that day was spending cash, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's the best,
as
right?
a vintage vendor, cash so is queen. Always bring your cash.
Good to know.
And yeah. And so, yeah, it's just a great day. And I end up meeting these two women. And I don't know if you guys, when you're I feel like when women specifically are shopping and you really fall in love with a certain piece, it kind of becomes this like camaraderie between the women, and we're all just like cheering each other on and telling each other how good they look. And so that was kind of the vibe. These two women were in my booth for like an hour.
I love that.
The vintage community is the best, but also, yeah, when you're with friends and they see that you found a piece that is so perfect for you, it is the best. Like you are so happy for each other. Yeah.
That's true.
So we're together. They really want to buy the dress off me. I'm saying no, the one that I'm wearing. We're just kind of
like literally off you.
You know? Yeah. And they're super crass, hilarious. I really like these two women. So one of the girls tries a dress on or a suit on, a 1960s suit, and no one's been able to fit it. I've had this suit for 2 years, and it's a handmade suit, so it's tailored to fit, and it just fits her perfectly.
Amazing.
And it's this amazing moment. We all shared this amazing moment together because she was so obsessed with the suit. She literally wore it, was like walking around, took a second if she wanted to decide if she wanted to buy it or not, ends up wanting to buy the suit. And basically that purchase goes on. She ends up leaving. The day is just an amazing day. And about maybe like 30 to 40 minutes later, I realize that my coin purse is gone.
No.
And I'm making, so I have this 1930s coin purse that I keep all my cash in during
my
shows. I know. Well, it's kind of like I keep all my SKU numbers in there. I keep all my cash in there.
It's important.
And it's a big, it's your, like the most important thing.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, somebody, I don't know if I, because I didn't have a purse that day, which is my bad. And I was thinking to myself, okay, did I set it down and someone took this? Or maybe there's a good Samaritan who thought it was a lost wallet. Maybe it's turned in the front. So I started going around and asking people if they've seen this coin purse. And I had it in a video early that morning. So I'm showing people photos of it. I have no idea if it's stolen or if it's misplaced, but I definitely am thinking that somebody stole it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is the first thing that you would think. Yeah.
Right. And yeah, it being it's a filled with cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so much cash. There was like $800 cash in this coin purse.
Come on.
So I'm thinking to myself, like, no one's going to return this. And it was just, it was also just a weird market because sometimes most people will pay Venmo or card. It was just a weird cash day. So of course this hasn't happened to me ever in the history of me selling. And it happens on this day when I have the most
of
cash.
Course.
And you're at the exclusive market. Yeah.
Cash is queen. Jeez.
Yeah, so I'm at this market and I'm asking people and word gets around so fast. Everybody knows, everybody is in on this fact that my coin purse is missing. A friend of mine before this happened bought me a coffee and she had change, or I had change to give her. And she literally, it's like a dollar in change. And she's just looking at me and just hands the dollar back and like gives me a hug.
No.
She's like, it's okay, babe. You know, keep the dollar.
That's sweet.
But I'm just like, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. But yeah. Also, you know, I think at a certain point I just surrendered. I'm like, maybe there's a lesson to be learned in this. I'm just going to let this go. Going to carry on with the day. Maybe I'm supposed to, you know, the lesson here is that I should always have a purse on me. That's
which is so big of you to even be able to do when you that like most people's first mode would be panic, you know,
yeah.
And just like grief.
Embracing the lesson.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing.
I know. So internally I'm panicking, but I'm also just trying to like maybe see. I mean, if it's gone, it's gone, right? Like what are you going to do? Get mad at people? What are you going to do? So luckily I talked to some people at this vintage fair, and I had a conversation with somebody and the person that I sold the suit with is a public figure, well-known person. And I had followed her on Instagram right after I had sold this suit to her. And on a whim, I just go, I'm thinking to myself, an hour goes by and I'm just like, oh my God, there might be a possibility that I put it in her purse, that I put it in the bag.
Oh, like you put it in the bag.
That she checked out with. So I DM her and an hour goes by and then she ends up DMing me as the show is ending and saying, yes, that
it's
she had
in there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I
make this huge deal. It wasn't even that big of a deal, but I think it just became a bigger deal because if you're a vintage vendor and you're selling amongst like 40 to 50 other vendors and you hear that someone stole something, everyone's going to be on the lookout, you know?
And it's a new venue. Yeah.
So it's a new venue, a new place. We don't know. So everyone's just like got head on a swivel, you know, making sure like who's the thief? Who's the thief?
Yes,
someone's
oh my
a
God.
Thief here. And so I get this DM from her saying that she goes, yep, I was wondering if maybe somebody gifted this to me.
What?
Super. You're like, nope. You know, if someone just put it in.
Back to me. That's my livelihood.
She was
Here's
super
a magical
cool
$800 for you.
Yeah. Thank just you for existing. Buying my stuff.
I don't even think she looked inside of it. She yeah. didn't even look inside oh, yeah. the coin purse. And so she didn't even know what it was, but it is kind of, it's funny because this coin purse, I always kind of have it and people always want to buy it. It's this kind of thing. So I was like, oh, of course somebody took it. You know, it's the one thing that everybody wants and it's the one thing not for sale.
And that's right? also sad that you lost the money and the coin purse because both were like obviously important and right. special. Yeah.
Yeah. So she responds to me and tells me that she has it. And she's going to a party that night, but tells me to come by tomorrow to come pick it up. And everything's sorted. Everything's good. So I'm sitting there reading this and I'm looking around and everyone thinks that I had lost all this money and that I got something stolen from me. Right. And I end up having to tell everybody that I accidentally basically gifted it to her with her purchase.
It is so awkward That's and embarrassing so to have awkward. To go tell the entire
I'm
market.
So embarrassed.
Did you like stand on some kind of like box and say like, listen, hear ye, vintage vendors.
There is no thief. Yeah. It is I.
I am the thief.
Yeah. Yes, I am the one that dropped it in a bag.
I stole my own purse.
The bag left this building. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So embarrassing. I was a little, I'm not going to lie. I did not tell a lot of people, but it is a close-knit community. So word again got around super fast that it was found. And it was just so amazing because a lot of my friends who were selling there, just one by one, people were just coming up to me. And these are like veterans, you know, people who have been selling forever, who have been mentors to me, who have just, you know, given me some advice over the years since I've come in on their whole world. And a couple of them just came and hugged me because they knew how embarrassing it was. You know, they're like, it's okay. You know, this has happened to pretty much all of us. Don't even. And who knows if that's true or not, but it definitely wasn't an embarrassing story.
You know what? You've just painted a portrait. I mean, you've given us an embarrassing story, but you've also given us a portrait of the vintage selling community that is so positive.
Good people.
Yeah, the people and how they support each other and they want you to succeed and they suffer your losses with you and they celebrate your wins. And I am fascinated.
But it is relatable because I know I can't think of a specific super incident, amazing. But I know that's happened to me before where I've like gotten people panicked and been like, oh my God, someone stole this. This is gone. This is missing. And then it's like in
Everybody
my pocket.
Stop
yeah.
What you're doing.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I can't find my glasses. They're like on your head. You're like, okay, great. Just kidding.
Like you're wearing them.
Just chill.
Definitely. I have done similar things where I've panicked and been like, you know, that's the thing is when you involve everyone else, like not just your panic. You've
I know. I was like,
damn it. Yeah. It's definitely embarrassing. I get
so that's
that.
My embarrassing story.
It's so good.
I'm still embarrassed about it to this day.
Yeah. I love that. And when you have to renege something, you know, that you've gone too, like so far with, obviously it's not your fault at all. You totally thought you'd lost it. You know what I mean? And then you found out that you didn't, which was great.
It's awesome that you had the thought to contact her too. Cause imagine if she just you never saw and she was like, oh, thanks for this gift. And then one day she was like, oh, there's $800 in there. Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, thank God she was some kind of public person where I could find her.
Right. But that also is embarrassing to have to contact her.
I know that was also.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm picturing you like Zendaya right now. That's great.
I ended up driving to her house the next day and I actually gifted her a blouse.
That's so great.
For this and we still keep in touch online and she's funny. She's like in the comedy space. So
that's cool. Awesome.
She thought it was kind of hilarious too.
Yeah. Oh man. I love it.
We love it. Thank you so much for sharing it. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And good luck with the packing and the move. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Okay, bye. Ooh, that was good.
Right? Very relatable, though.
Very relatable.
I feel like we've all had, and it's a different kind of embarrassment. With what?
Well, I walked out of my door and I didn't see my son's red, it's totally different. It's like $30. Red push car that he loves. And I was like, oh. We left it outside. And I mean, my husband's looking at me. I'm like, we left it on the lawn. It was stolen. And he's like, someone stole that. He loves that. I'm like, I know. He loves it. And someone stole it because we left it out. And I was like, by we, I meant like, you left it out.
You left it out.
I mean, we left it out. And then it's in the back of the yard, backyard.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, that's all right. That's the kind of people that do this are just awful. And we don't have a ring light and we don't have cameras. We're not secure. They could break in. I went into a rabbit hole big time. And,
yeah.
And then there it was just parked in the backyard.
There it was. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I can't think of a specific thing, but I've done that so many times.
Yeah.
So many.
For sure.
Okay,
I do. So this is another embarrassing story and an activity. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this comes from an online forum for mountain bikers. No spoilers there.
Oh.
And Vitaly 232 writes.
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day, 2009. I had a field trip to a wind farm for a class. Extra credit, baby. So I didn't end up partying all day with the usual suspects. Instead, I met a couple cool dudes on the field trip and decided to go play around town on the mountain bikes. I mean, what an opening statement. This person is a really good writer. After a long day of hopping on and off picnic tables, hucking chairs, etc. These are probably bike terms,
right? Wow.
Hucking chairs. That's like awesome huck chair.
You're jumping
man.
A picnic table on your bike.
Yes.
That's really impressive. Yep.
I know. I'm scared for you. Hope you wear a helmet. We started, okay, so after all that huck and chairs business, we started to make our way home. This took us through the heart of the college party district. I had to get up on the sidewalk to avoid some debauchery, so I casually bunny hopped the curb. That's another term.
Old bunny hop.
Do a bunny hop.
I know that one.
Bike. You do?
Yeah.
I gotta look it up. There was a frat party popping off, and some of the young ladies encouraged me to repeat the previous exercise. I'm sure a beautiful smirk creeped onto my face, okay, Mr. Confident, as I picked up a bit of speed for a balls-to-the-wall bunny hop. We're talking hop of the century. Of course, with the extra effort on takeoff, my form suffered. I came down way front heavy and slowly but surely did the same face-first endo onto the sidewalk. So he was bunny hopping for some cuties,
yeah,
some honeys, and then he face plants into the pavement.
Oof.
Can you imagine? That's embarrassing, right?
Did he lose a tooth? Did he break a nose?
As if that wasn't bad enough, the frat totally erupted. I'm pretty sure someone threw a rib at me. That's the funniest part of the story
rib?
To me.
Yeah.
Some guy is so excited that he watched a guy smash his face on the sidewalk. He threw a rib that he was eating at him.
What frat guys have ribs?
Well, they're just eating ribs. They're just having some ribs at the barbecue.
Some ribs.
The frat barbecue. You're gonna throw. If you have ribs today, can you throw?
I will throw my rib at a person who face plants
or just anybody.
Insult to injury. Yeah, just throw a rib.
Just like your shoes. Boom.
Yeah.
It's all good though. The next block over, someone called the biker dudes over. They offered me a 2-story funnel of Keystone Light. What college kid can say no to that?
That writing is hilarious.
I love it.
Hilarious.
But faceplant, bam.
Okay, this next one. My sister actually sent me this on Instagram. It was a Reddit repost. I had a few people send me this one. I was like, okay, we're just going to read this because it's funny. And
yes,
period.
Okay. Period.
The username is FutureBison7533. And they write, I farted in the stairwell at work. And it caused
funny.
An entire ordeal.
It's already funny.
So anyway, I drank my usual morning protein shake and it gave me some bubble guts. I'm going up the stairs to my office and I ripped a huge fart in the stairwell.
In the stairwell. It probably echoed for miles.
It was one of those steamy ones that really stinks. Your face is so priceless.
Thanks for getting into
it. It was steamy, okay?
It was a steamy.
It was a steamy one. Anyway, I guess the senior vice president of HR came in not long after and got a big old face full of my beef.
Oh my God.
Beef.
It's gross.
So gross.
So gross.
She contacted the facilities team and they came to the conclusion that a rodent must have died in the walls.
That's
embarrassing. Or HVAC. This led to them getting big blower fans and calling our HVAC company to come check the ducts and Orkin to scout the walls. Anyway, that's my story.
Okay, first of all, I want to see the tapes on that.
Yeah.
I want to see the guy walk up the stairwell with it and then let out a steamy fart.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the commotion and the security guy is just
and
like.
And the VP comes in and is
me?
Like, oh my God, there's a dead rat in the wall.
Yep.
Like, how much money did that cost? They had to get everybody to come out and do the check the ducks, and Orkin had to scout for it. They're like, yeah, there's nothing here now. This is so weird. How bad was that,
that
fart?
That must have been a really steamy fart.
That was rancid. Steamy. That was beefy and steamy and rancid.
Oh, God. I love it. There's no remorse. It's like, she got a face full of my beef. It's
anyway, like, okay. That's my story.
I love it. I love it. Sharing it for the world. Okay, this is from another forum, and here we go.
And here
the
we go.
The Dirty Syndicate is the name of the person.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And they write, my great-grandfather didn't want to go to the dentist because it was too expensive. So after having a tooth issue for a while, he started drinking heavily to dull the pain.
Ooh.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
Her grandfather? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
So he's just like, I'm not doing the dentist. Go buy me a huge bottle of Jack Daniels and we'll take care of this ourselves.
I never knew any great-grandparents. Did you?
No.
I like barely knew grandparents. Like great-grandparents is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. Well, here we go. A friend of his told him to go down to Mexico and they'll pull it. Super cheap. No questions asked. So he drove down to Mexico. Got plastered, went in and said, fuck it, pull them all, I don't care. And no questions asked, they did.
They
just
pulled
that
all his teeth?
With him passed out drunk.
Oh,
they pulled all his teeth when
no.
he was drunk. My family tells the story about how he could still eat a steak, though. And my grandmother
ew.
Said they'd always joke with him and say, dad, gum it, when we would eat.
Ew.
Isn't that amazing?
Just gumming a steak.
Gumming a steak.
Gnawing on a steak.
You know what? If I'm a dentist and someone says, pull all my teeth out, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. They're going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do it. And I'm just going to say, okay, well, this is what you asked for. Remember when they
Well, maybe he got some really good dentures after that.
Maybe. Their dentures? Yeah. He's kind of expensive.
Right? Or some veneers. Can you get veneers if you pull your teeth out, though?
I don't
Is
know.
That a thing?
I think dentures would probably be the way to go.
Yeah.
Dentures are cool because you just pop them out whenever you want. You can scare a kid. Like, you can scare your grandkids with them.
Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be like, oh, I'm going to bite your finger. And then, like, let the finger pull your dentures out.
Oh.
And the three-year-old grandchild is like, ah! Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is a good one.
I can't. I cannot. Okay, this next story comes from the Cup of Joe blog, and Charlene writes, I was 24 and flying alone. At that time, it was still a novel experience for me, and I was very aware of wanting to appear a sophisticated solo jet setter.
Yes.
I love picturing her being like, I've done this so many times. I'm a pro flyer. I had the window seat, and an attractive guy sat next to me. I kept my headphones on and made eye contact and kept trying to look cool as I thumbed my magazine.
Yes, thumb that
just
magazine.
Just picturing her like, just like, this
she's
guy's,
like licking her thumb, like yeah. smacking it on a page.
There's a hot guy sitting
peeling.
Next to her. She's like, I'm so sophisticated.
I just read that page in 1 second.
Yes, I will take a bag of pretzels. Thank you. So sophisticated. We were taxiing on the runway when he wordlessly offered me some gum. I accepted and put the wrapper in the pocket of the seat in front of me. A few minutes later, as we were taking off, I noticed his outstretched hand out of the corner of my eye. It immediately occurs to me he might be afraid of flying, and we were about to have a moment. I took his hand and I held it and I squeezed it in reassurance. Then, to my horror... He withdrew his hand, removed his headphones, and said to me, I was just going to take your gum wrapper. I tried to recover with an, oh, right, yeah, as I fished the wrapper out and gave it to him. And then I sat mortified for the next 3 hours, trying not to make any contact with
him. Are you kidding me? That was the best opening she's ever going to have. He already knows what the feeling of her, like, grasping his hand and, like, squeezing it for in comfort.
But how funny is that? That literally he was, like, you know, like offers her the gum wordlessly. They both have headphones on. He's like, here, do you want some gum? She takes it. And then he holds his hand out to get her gum wrapper. And she just grabs on and squeezes.
Thelma and
like,
Louise.
I've got you. Yes. I've got you, buddy. You and me.
I love
He's like, get the fuck off
He's
me,
like,
bro.
I don't like to be touched. Like,
yeah, no. I just wanted your gum wrapper because I'm a nice human. I don't He's want like, anything to do with
why
you.
Why are your palms so sweaty? Disgusting.
I'm married. Goodbye. But I think that's
funny.
My wife's
sitting behind me.
It's definitely embarrassing.
That's so good. We don't have a lot of those.
I don't know.
Even have any of those.
Send us your embarrassing flight stories. Maybe something will happen to me tomorrow that I can, or maybe I can
yes.
see something.
I hope you just grab someone's hand. See what happens.
Just try it.
Just make some contact.
Take your shoes off and your feet. Take your socks off and put your feet on the back of
don't
people's
stuff.
It's
don't
so
do
gross
that.
When people
really
do that.
Ugh.
I could never.
Okay. My last story is an embarrassing thing you do while you're cooking.
It's farting.
Everything's farting.
It's beefy.
You fart while you're
and
you're
making beef while you're beefing. You're making beef and beefing.
Gross. Beefing.
Chili. Oh. You're making chili.
Oh, God. You're making steamy beefs. Oh, God. Disgusting. Okay, so this came from another online forum. Might have been for chefs. Don't remember. Anyway, it says, I once cooked a chicken for my sister-in-law and her husband. First time meeting, I have extensive cooking knowledge from working in kitchens to catering weddings. Specialty is barbecue. I think this instance I was nervous meeting the family. Anyways, we invited them over and I said the chicken would be ready by 2 p.m. All the sides were ready. I tempt the chicken to find out it was only a 90 degrees or something. Odd. Tempt it again maybe 30 minutes later, maybe at 100 or so. This went on for a while. Finally, the bird was up to about 140 a few hours later. So all the sides are cold by now.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my bird, it's not ready yet.
It's the worst when you can't get your timing right.
Well, I realized my thermometer was on C Celsius and not Fahrenheit.
Oh,
it was really
that's
done.
How burn burn.
That bird is like dry.
That is
as the desert.
It's like the scene in National Lampoon's.
Yes,
like
when he cuts the turkey,
it just smokes.
I always think about that.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Either way, the turkey, the chicken, it's done.
Yeah. They're like, oh, specialty barbecue, huh?
Only sides.
Your brother's a dud.
Size only. And beefy farts. That's all you
beefy
get.
Beefy farts. Oh, God. Why do you keep haunting me?
Eat those
me?
Beefy farts and enjoy them. That's our show.
Yes, that's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join us. See you next week.